This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Two of Australia's biggest health insurers, Bupa and Medibank, have started offering DNA tests to see how our bodies might react to different medications like antidepressants, painkillers, and cholesterol drugs. But it's a new frontier in personalised medicine, but also one that raises serious questions about privacy, data use, and how prepared our health system really is to handle genetic information. So is this progress or a Pandora's box? We're joined by Jane Tiller, ethical, legal, and social advisor in public health genomics at Monash University. Jane, welcome.
Thank you.
What exactly is this DNA testing that Bupa and Medibank are offering, and how does it work?
So there's a number of different types of genetic tests you can have, and some of those are about diagnosing disease, some of them are about whether a treatment works for you. This is called pharmacogenomic testing, and it's really looking at different changes in our DNA which affect whether or not a certain medication will work against disease in us, or what level of medication we might need, whether we need a smaller amount or a larger amount, depending on how our body will react to it. So both Bupa and Medibank are offering pharmacogenomic testing in two different ways, but they're all about that kind of practical implementation of, does certain medication work in a certain person?
What Bupa's offering sounds quite broad, free kits for thousands of members. What's motivating the insurers to get into this space?
I think genomics is really an emerging field that everyone is starting to look at. We know that genetic information can tell you things about people's health. We know that we can use that information for preventive health, we can use that for directing treatments. And so I think health insurers are starting to look at what are the areas in which we need to be considering how that genetic information can be used to really improve people's health and improve people's lives. Now, Bupa is offering this kind of wide-scale testing. They've offered 10,000 kits to their members before the end of the year. And that's kind of an everybody who comes can get it. To a certain point, there's no real distinguishing between certain people and who gets that testing. Medibank is offering a different offering. They are including it as part of their inclusions. And so just like if you go to the physio, you'll get a certain amount back, or if you get other types of testing and things done that's covered under the Medibank certain tiers now, you can get an amount back for this kind of testing if it's ordered by a doctor. So the Medibank offering is really much more targeted to people who have a clinical need for this kind of testing. A doctor has ordered it, and then it can be reimbursed or partially reimbursed through that private health.
So it's kind of like any other thing. You go to the dentist and they reimburse some of that. So if my concern is with DNA testing, does the private health insurance company get the results? And do we need to be worried then about privacy? Could they say, okay, Warren, you've just had your test, and unfortunately, it's shown that you've also got a risk to this condition. We're not going to cover you for it.
Private health insurers, they have said they're not going to have access to this information. Bupa has made it very clear that the information won't be passed on. But people, of course, have broader privacy concerns about where their information might go. It's useful to understand the difference between health insurance and life insurance in terms of what we call discrimination, the way they can kind of discriminate between people and offer people different things. For health insurance, it's community rated, and that means everyone gets the same level of cover, everyone gets the same cost of cover, no matter what their risks are. So if you have cancer in the family, or your dad died of a heart attack, you're not going to have more expensive health insurance than the next person. But you might have some waiting periods applied. So they can apply a waiting period for certain things when you join up, to make sure people don't just join up, get their thing covered, and then leave. Life insurance is a bit different. And when we talk about genetic discrimination in particular, life insurers can still discriminate on the basis of genetic results. We have legislation that is imminent in Parliament that hopefully will be passed soon that will ban that, but at the moment that hasn't happened. So there's that difference when we talk about insurers and how that information can be used.
But many of these companies, I don't know what they do now, I'm not a Medibank customer, but they used to offer things like travel insurance, etc. So, I mean, could it be that there's a risk that this information could be sort of go to the department next door that handles life insurance?
Look, certain privacy laws and the laws that regulate insurers mandate that that should not happen. There are very clear rules about how data that's collected for one purpose can be shared and used for other purposes. But of course, we know that often there's a big gap between what should happen and what the public thinks could happen, or things that happen that aren't supposed to happen under the laws. And I know, you know, in Australia, we have very low trust in insurance companies at the moment, and that's sometimes because insurance companies haven't always acted in good faith. There have been some data breaches around insurance companies. So while we do have the appropriate laws to protect against that, it is certainly still something that people think about. We know it's something that people are concerned about, and people in Australia aren't necessarily always completely convinced by the idea that the insurer shouldn't do something because they think maybe they will anyway.
We're chatting with Jane Tiller from Monash University about health insurers now offering DNA tests to predict how our bodies respond to certain medications. Jane, do you think GPs are equipped to interpret these results and explain them properly to patients?
I think that's a real matter of concern, both in Australia and overseas, which is that GPs are tasked with an enormous number of things and responsibilities. Many of them don't have specialised genetics education. That doesn't mean they're not smart enough to do it, but often GPs haven't seen this kind of thing before, and they often don't actually have at their fingertips the kind of information that they need to manage this kind of risk. And the challenge with pharmacogenomics is that this is the kind of information that isn't always immediately actionable. So if you find out that, you know, through the Bupa model, where we're not assessing people's risk before we do the test, but we're just saying, let's test everybody, we might find that someone has a particular potential reaction to a medication, or that they need a certain amount of a certain medication. However, that person isn't using that medication and may never. And there's a real question around how that information will really be integrated. When will that become available? When will that become obvious that they need it? What if they get in a car accident and they're in the back of a taxi? An ambulance, I said taxi, in the back of an ambulance. Do we know whether, you know, that person will have access to that information when they're administering that drug? So there's real system questions around how this is best managed, and really around whether this is the best kind of genetic information to start offering at the population level, or whether there are other types of information that are more ready, that we know about what the risk is and we know about what we would do about it, that are more appropriate for introducing at this population testing level at this stage.
Jane, if we're a member of one of these companies and we're considering doing the DNA testing, is it worth having a chat, say, to our GP first and saying, is it worth doing this test before just signing up and doing it because we can get a rebate on it?
Certainly, someone's with Medibank and they think that there is some reason why this test might be applicable to them, they should absolutely talk to their GP. They should say, look, I know that this is now available, if there are tests that they think are relevant to them. A doctor won't just order that for no reason. They'll only order that if there is actually a clinical need or a clinical reason. If people are with Bupa and they're wanting to take up that test offering, it's really a matter for people as to whether they think it's useful for them. I mean, it's free. It may be beneficial to that person. It's really hard to know until the results come back whether it's going to be something that will benefit them or not. And certainly once they get the test result, they'll need to go to their GP and talk about that. But the bigger questions are really beyond this trial and beyond people's individual decision-making are about, as a nation, where are we moving with genetic testing? Where are we moving with prevention and genomics? And what are the appropriate systems level things that we need to put in place to make sure that this is done equitably and is available to the whole population when there is evidence for it and when there's a real clinical application.
Jane, overwhelmingly the texts are against it. Vince in Brighton says genetic info should never be in corporate hands. And also this, I'd rather do it through my GP. And no way, this is from Tom in St Kilda, no way I'd trust an insurer with my DNA. It's not worth the risk. So I think they've got a big sell on their hands.
Look, I think there's always, like I said, our public trust in insurers is not high. And I think there's always going to be challenges when we start talking about insurers having access to things like genetic information. I think eventually we will become more comfortable with that kind of thing. As I said, you know, with the protections coming out with life insurance, as we get appropriate protections and the public starts to see that genomic information is treated in a way that is made safe, more and more genetic information is going to be made available to people. Testing is going to be made available to people. And there is a lot of genetic testing that can be done that does show significant risk of disease that can be prevented. We have a study at Monash called DNA Scream where we're testing people for what we call medically actionable risk, things we can prevent but are very high risk. And these things are going to become more and more common in the population, and we do need to make sure that that information is only held by people who are using it for health reasons and not for commercial interests, and make sure that we have those legislative protections in place.
Jane, fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. That's Jane Tiller, Ethical, Legal and Social Advisor in Public Health Genomics at Monash University.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.